You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being, as in emotional intelligence, living a balanced life, being as happy as possible. Our very special guest is the co-founder of Zingerman's, Ari Weinzweig. Hi, Ari.
Hi, Lisa.
Among all the delicious food you offer at Zingerman's, you will find special books and pamphlets written by Ari, including his latest called The Art of Business, Why I Want to Be an Artist. And that sounds like an interesting approach. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I'm happy to. As you know, the most recent full book I did before this is The Power of Beliefs in Business, which sort of all revolves around this self-fulfilling belief cycle that I did not make up. I learned it from a guy named Bob Wright, who I know in Chicago, who he and his wife Judith run the Wright Institute. And I was reading their very good book, Transform, and in there was this self-fulfilling belief cycle, which it's just what it sounds like. All of us have beliefs about everything. We have beliefs about public radio. We have beliefs about our significant others, about people in general, et cetera, et cetera. Based on what we believe, we take action. And literally every single action you and I and everybody else that's listening takes, other than a sort of instinctive ducking when somebody throws a ball at our head, is based on what we believe. Based on our actions, the people that surround us in our lives start to form beliefs as well, which in turn leads them to take action, which it turns out 90-95% of the time reinforces our original belief. I always use the example, if you have an organization where the CEO or the leader or whatever believes training is a waste of time, then what action will they take? They won't do any training. What will the employees then believe about their future there, et cetera? There isn't much of one. What kind of work will they then do? Not very good work. And the CEO goes, thank God we didn't waste any money on training. Look how bad these people are. You know, conversely, if you have the belief that we have and many others I'm sure that are listening have, which is that training and learning and education are a fabulous idea and a great investment, we do tons of it. Hopefully, imperfect as we are, the people who work in our organization, you know, realize that we believe in them, that they have an opportunity to grow and learn and develop, so they do much better work. And we go, look how great this training is. We ought to do more of it. Really, all that's different in those two scenarios is the belief of the leader, right? So the beliefs that we hold are having a huge impact on our lives. And then the second piece of it is that we all have a filter. Knowingly or not, we filter all information out that doesn't support what we already believe, and we take in what supports what we believe. The third key piece of this is that beliefs are not genetic. They're all learned. And so if the self-fulfilling belief cycle is not getting us to the outcomes that we want, then one conclusion that I got, which I didn't, again, make up, but is that we can recalibrate our beliefs and choose new ones.
But that takes ambition, and that takes thoughtfulness, and that takes effort. A lot of people may not necessarily be willing to put in the work.
That's a choice that each of us makes. But so with all of that in mind, I started to realize, you know, just knowing a lot of people who are artists or musicians, whatever, I mean, that people, using painting as an example, people who are painting, they're looking at things differently. They're filtering out information, but they're taking in information, visual information that will inform their work. So you start to pay more attention. Musicians listen to sound differently.
Right.
And so I realized, you know, if we were to approach our lives with the belief that we were making art, or in our organizations creating an artful business, that we would pay a lot more attention to the little things. And conversely, in painting, you know, every brush stroke on the painting makes a really big difference, right? So I think a lot of people, you know, we've been raised to go through our lives trying to focus on really the big things, but not always paying attention to the little ones. But if you're making a painting, I mean, the foreground really doesn't exist without the background. I just started to think, well, if we would go through our lives with that in mind, then really the way we dealt with the cashier at the bank, or the way we treated a driver who might have cut us off in traffic, we don't know why really, but, you know, that we could bring a lot more elegance and care and commitment to quality existence in all of our work.
The Art of Business, Why I Want to Be an Artist, the latest pamphlet from Ari Weinzweig, sounds like it boils down to the way you look at things.
Well, or the way you listen, the way you taste, I mean, really the way you touch, it's really all of our sensory awareness. but it's just being much more mindful about creating something really special and beautiful, because it's really our legacy, right? And, you know, not that money's a bad thing, but that it's not the only thing, and that trying to create a piece of meaningful art in our community is really what EMU is about, I think, and it's also what we're trying to do. And I just think it's just a nicer way to go through life. And you know, and then with that in mind, that I have the strong belief, I wrote an essay on creativity in part 3 of the business book series, which is on managing ourselves. And you know, again, I didn't make this up, but realizing that everybody is creative, people are all born creative, that through the pressure to conform, we lose a lot of our ability, many of us, but the people who are actively artistic hold it. And this is a way to help bring that back out of people who have had it all along.
Whether we realize it or not, we're always creating. It may not necessarily just be creating for good.
Yeah, I mean, I think really everything we do can be a creative act. And doing this work has made even me more mindful of it.
Bottom line advice for looking at life from an artist's perspective?
You know, it's a lot about doing what you believe in. And any great musician or poet or whatever, I mean, it's always about bringing their own passions and what's in their heart out into the world. And there's a book called The Art Spirit by Robert Henri. It was written in 1923. Put this book together, which was his lessons for the art students that he was teaching. And he said, just quoting from his writing, he said, "When the artist is alive in any person, whatever his kind of work may be, he becomes inventive, searching, daring, self-expressive creature. He becomes interesting to other people." And I think that's really true. When we're around people who are doing what they believe in with great passion, when they're living their vocation, there's an energy in the room that in a positive, grounded, calm way is very appealing.
And I open up the inside cover of The Art of Business, Why I Want to Be an Artist. And there's a picture, and it says the author, Ari Weinzweig, is wearing a T-shirt featuring the artwork of Patrick Earl Barnes. And
yeah.
And the T-shirt says...
The T-shirt says, "Art is how you think."
Art is how you think. Everything is really boils down to how you think, right?
Yeah, so this is a perfect example of that filter, right? So when we're looking for things, we find them. So Patrick Earl Barnes, I met, literally, I was walking down the street in Soho in New York, I think 14 years ago, and he was selling his artwork, you know, from a table on the street. And I loved it. As I was working on this idea of life and business as art, of course, I happened to see his e-news come out with this painting in it that said, "Art is how you think." And I'm like, this is exactly what I'm writing about.
So much to take in, and I love what you said, when you're looking for things, you find them. And the new pamphlet by Ari Weinzweig is called The Art of Business, Why I Want to Be an Artist. I'm assuming we can get it at all your locations?
Yeah, we can get it at all our locations, or it's on zingtrain.com also, or zingermanspress.com. It's been really fun to work on, and there's a great quote in there. Gary Snyder, the poet, came to Ann Arbor a few years ago, but he said, "Commercial art is when you do something to respond to a demand in the marketplace. That's not a bad thing. But when you do something because it's what you love, and then you figure out how to get people to buy it, even though they didn't know they wanted it until you made it, now that's really great art."
Ari Weinzweig, thank you so much for sharing all your great insight information with us here on this edition of Art and Soul.
My pleasure.